agenda item is item number 5, discussion and possible action on on-water facility and residential water permitting requirements in the vicinity of Horseshoe Bend and Pecan Plantation at Lake Granberry by Michael McClendon.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. Do you want to go? Okay.
This is one of those things that where I mean, you know, I not like what I tell you, but it's the truth or the stupidity or whatever. It's not even what you can see. This is an ugly baby. I didn't cause this ugly baby, but it falls in the category about when did you know, what did you do about it when you found out? If it was played to where the audience would be played to, it would be blown out of proportion. I would expect to risk and talk to that, but I think that's probably true. Anyway, we're fixing it.
I don't know what that means.
I'll provide an update to you about, or not an update, but the information that Mr. Ford alluded to. The TCEQ was conducting some investigations along the river as part of their, I guess, work to ensure that folks weren't illegally diverting. They were actually physically walking up and down the Brazos River. They had they were down south of Lake Granberry Dam, and had asked a gentleman that owned some land there for access to his property to see if they could look at some of the property, or look at some of the pumps that he had seen from the road. And the gentleman said, you know, I've got a permit with the Brazos River Authority, so I'm fine. And, you know, whenever we heard that from that TCEQ inspector, it kind of set off some alarms for us. By statute, the Brazos River Authority does have the ability, you can go to the next slide, by statute, the Brazos River Authority has the ability to contract or administer dock and water permits within the defined lake bed. However, by statute, Texas Water Code, folks that own land adjacent to the river have the ability to divert water for domestic and livestock purposes, domestic purposes being watering your lawns. Whenever we heard from that inspector that about these permitting activities that we'd been conducting down south of the dam, we went and looked. There's about 81 water permits that were issued over the years south of Lake Granberry Dam. And we can go to the next slide. And whenever we heard about the issues downstream, we thought about, okay, what about upstream of the defined lake bed? On this slide, you'll notice I don't have my pointer with me, but on the northern end of that horseshoe, you'll see the approximate contours at about 693-foot elevation. That's the normal pool elevation of Lake Granberry. The Brazos River Authority does have the authority to permit facilities, docks, and water permits within the defined lake bed. But there was a 1971 board resolution in which the board said because of the relatively insignificant impacts that lake levels will have in this area that above, it's this survey line you'll see right here in red, because of the relatively insignificant amount or impact that that waters from Lake Granberry will have on that area, we don't feel that we should be administering docks or water permits, although it's in the defined lake bed, upstream of that line. Back in 1971, the Brazos River Authority was the on-site sewage facility administrator, and this is just a presumption on my part. I can only assume that the inspector at the time had he was out there on on-site sewage facility investigations or inspections, and then folks came to him and said, what I need to do about dock or water permits. And we started issuing dock or water permits, and he was unaware of that 1971 board resolution. So what staff, I guess cumulatively, there's 9 dock permits that were permitted in this area, and there's 5 water permits. The majority of the water permits are down below the dam. Like I said, I think there's about 81 down below the dam. Staff's recommendation would be go to the landowners, advise them of the issue, and then offer a refund. Our Yeah, records, thank you. Our records only go back to the year 2002, and so we would refund those folks if they have a dock or a water permit or both, depending upon what they had, back to the year 2002, and at a cost of about $35,000 to $40,000. You can go on the next slide. And this is a resolution for your consideration. Basically, it would allow the general manager or advise the Brazos River Authority to discontinue the permit administration below Lake Granberry Dam, De Cordova Bend Dam, and also up above that survey line, consistent with the board's resolution of 1971. And I'll take any questions if y'all have any. Yes, sir.
What if they wanted to be paid earlier than 2002?
Yes, sir.
The fact of the matter is, we have records until that time. Should someone come forth, I think, equitably and be able to establish the fact that they made those payments, that they actually made them, then I think we'd have to take that under consideration, and likely the right thing to do would be to compensate them for that. The reason that we picked the number that we did wasn't arbitrary. It's because that's what we can validate based upon our records, so we thought that was a good starting place. But I would recommend that if we had someone who came up and they could show and establish the fact that they had made those payments, that we would do that. And I suspect that there's probably properties that have transferred and so forth. In trying to figure out a way to do this, we thought, what can we do that's most equitable? Most equitable from our perspective is take the records that we have, operate off those, and then we're probably going to have some folks come to us and assert, hey, you know, I've been here 5 years before that. What are y'all going to do for me? How come that's the cutoff point? And if we would probably then go back to them and say, can you show us documentation establishing that payment? And if so, then I think we'd have to consider, the right thing to do would be to consider that for payment. That would be my recommendation.
It's $35,000 total?
Yes, sir.
Yes, sir. So, in effect, we're buying back permits? Is that what we're doing?
No. No, we're paying them back for where we're obligated to charge them when we wouldn't have authority to.
We're refunding funds because arguably we did not have the right. We didn't have the right to, we shouldn't have regulated.
Didn't have the authority to charge them in the first place.
Will they have any legal, standing? Because we gave it to them. We sold it to them. Now we're taking it.
Well, effectively, what would happen is we were regulating an area that we had no power to regulate. And based upon that regulation, we charged a fee. All we're doing at this point is saying we are ceasing to regulate you. What they continue to do will be between them and whatever entity has the power and authority. We're not going to force them to cease doing anything. We're just going to cease the regulation and then refund them the money that we charged in regulating improperly.
What about all those, that 80 water permits?
Yes.
We weren't aware that there were 80 water permits out there in this pecan.
No, we were aware that the permits were there. The folks at the lake were aware that the permits were there. They didn't know that they didn't have the ability to issue those permits. It's whenever we found out through this TCQ inspection process, the folks here understood that, and that needs to be relayed to those guys.
Hey, do you have that resolution? Do we have the resolution that the board passed back in the day? The historical one?
It's not on here.
For whatever it's worth, there was a at one point, there's a, I guess, would you call it a stop point? The board considered back in, do you know what year?
He's actually speaking about 81
permits. Okay. So the bill is different. Okay.
Yeah. The folks have the ability through Texas Water Code, through domestic and livestock use, to divert that water below the dam.
Right.
But what I don't know
the real answer is that whenever the Possum Kingdom was built, they came up with a set of rules and regulations. And then Granberry came along, and what they did, to the best of their ability, they just transferred all that stuff down there, and they thought that one shoe fit all. That wasn't true. And so they thought if you were on the water site, then how they judged below the dam, I don't know, wasn't there. I can't answer that. But for years, well, why are you doing it this way? Because that's the way we've always done it. And it never until it was brought to our attention down here that we said that's wrong and we're trying to fix it.
What kind of impact will our actions have on those people who have docks and are pumping water? Is it going to change anything they're doing?
If they're inside the thing,
if they're inside the water bed, the lake bed, none.
And those down below the dam, they continue to
They'll just continue to do it.
Just to clarify, we're just talking about refunding the 12 or some odd permits those folks didn't need from us, and it was a geographic mistake.
How many people? How many are there?
Cumulatively, there's 93 water permits and about 5 dock permits.
So break that down a bit.
We were regulating when we had no authority to regulate, bottom line.
Yeah, the residential water permits cost, let's see.
Today, they're like $42.70 a year.
A year.
Is what the dock water permits are.
Right, and then the dock permits are based upon, they're 10 cents per square foot, depending upon the size of the dock.
And they vary somewhere between, usually residential docks are $50 to $100 a year.
Right.
On average, depending on the size.
So from here on, no one's going to charge them?
Yes, from here on, they're not being charged. We've already stopped that.
No, we're not, but is it, they fall under somebody else? No one else is.
If you're one of the red dots or the green dots or whatever the color dot that was, above the red lines or the dam, you don't pay anymore.
No more. Okay. And if they have documentation, canceled checks from years prior to, we're obligated to pay for reimbursement for that, probably. Yes,
okay. Read the resolution, please, sir.
The following resolution is presented for consideration to the Board of Directors of the Brazos River Authority for adoption at its January 30th, 2012 meeting. Be it resolved that the Board of Directors of the Brazos River Authority hereby directs the General Manager, CEO, to discontinue on-water facility and residential water permit administration downstream of the Dacordova Bend Dam and upstream of a line across the Brazos River, which is a projection of the line between the E.W. Collins Survey A-286 and M.H. Huffman Survey A-562, in Parker County, Texas, at Lake Granbury.
You heard the reading of the resolution. Is there a motion to adopt?
So moved.
So moved.
Second. All right. Okay, poll the public board, please.
Presiding Officer Scott?
Yes.
Director Adams?
Yes.
Director Ball?
Yes.
Director Barr?
Yes.
Director Bell?
Yes.
Director Belt?
Yes.
Director Bennis?
Yes.
Director Borland?
Yes.
Director Brashears?
Yes.
Director Christensen? Director Christian?
Yes.
Director Creel?
Yes.
Director Mackey?
Yes.
Director Masterson?
Yes.
Director Munson?
Yes.
Director Rankin?
Yes.
Director Tallis?
Yes.
Director Tesh?
Yes.
Director Zaccanino?
Yes.